episode 2677, Live Before You Label.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and He has called us to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know where you are in your seasons, but what I do know is that God has plans for you, plans to prosper you. He has hope and a future for you. But we got to do a few things. You got to live before you label. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life is full of twists and turns, ups and downs. Make your actions become your resource to create your now. Live before you label. What is reflected in the way we live leaves a lot to be desired when it comes to the label. And it's interesting that, you know, we think about that, but the main thing here that I want you to focus on is that you are a living legacy. You are vertical. In this world, you're not horizontal. You're not 6 feet under. And it's time that we start living our legacy versus waiting to see how people are going to see us. We got to live before you label. For example, if you want to be an author, are you living a story worth reading? Think about those who are always wanting to go viral. It just brings to mind our younger generations. They try to take all the shortcuts. They want to do what they want to do, but they want to drive through. And they want to pick up everything in life in 5 minutes. They want to go and demand that they only work 4 days a week. And they want to work them all from home. They demand that they have to have a particular salary this year, next year, the next year. They're already looking at a 5-year plan. They're already trying to plan out that, you know what? Okay, I'm here right now, but in a year and a half, I'm going to be married. 2.5 years from that, I'm going to have my first child. 2 years and 1 month, I'm going to have my second child. And then I'm done. But maybe if I don't have a boy and a girl, then maybe I'll try for one more. It's crazy how we live our life for a label versus living our life as a legacy. You know, my father said, you need to pay the dues in order to gain the label. You got to live before you label. If you want to be a leader, you need to show up as a leader before you are labeled a leader. But the problem is we want to label ourselves before we live it ourselves. How are you living your life? Are you wishing more than you're living? Think about that for a minute. And that can be really kind of harsh. It can be a punch in the gut. But I'm telling you right now, we need to wake up. If you want to impact the world that you touch, you got to cut through the CRAP and live before you label. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. It can't get any simpler than that. Live before you label. But unfortunately, we're hanging out in our comfy chair. And right now, I got to tell you, I'm not in my comfy chair because I'm a little hot right now. And I'm hot because we are letting things go when God has given us the gifts and the talents, yet we're burying them. And we're waiting for the perfect time. Did you know there's no perfect time? I got to tell you right now, it has been crazy trying to record this episode. Literally, my laptop blew up on me. Okay, it didn't quite blow up, but yeah, the battery just is like, boom, it's done. It's finished. I can't access anything. So I'm on a totally different computer. Frustrated as all get out because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to try to find this file and create this file and pull this file just so I can chat with you at this moment in time. And I think, you know what, really? Who really cares? I care. Because you show up here. You matter. Your life matters. What you do, your gifts and talents, your dreams matter. Your goals. But if we keep sitting in our chairs that are so comfortable, surrounded by our own boundaries, living to only as high as our excuses, we might as well be living horizontal, 6 feet under. You have a choice today to rise up. You get to choose every single day and say, you know what, I'm going to live before I label. I don't have to wait for everything to fall into place. I can start making a move now. Now, what does that look like? What does it really look like for life application to live before you label? Number one, where do you want to go? You need to set the direction in which you're headed, but that requires you to know. So spend some time reflecting on where you want to go. Then you can begin the climb. You know, we all are on a journey. You've got a journey right now, and it's been a winding road. You've taken a detour probably 300 times. Some were pretty cool. Others, you're like, yeah, if I could take that back, that would be nice. And then there are some that are just full of tears, and others full of cheers. But you have to know where you want to go to begin the climb. So where is that? Do you want to be that author? Do you want to build your business? Do you want to stay at home with your kiddos? Do you want to be an incredible grandma? What does it look like in the season of life that you're in? And what's that next step? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But in order to get to those miles of greatness, you got to know where you want to go. You got to begin to plug in and not unplug. Live before you label. Number two, how can your life show it now? What are you doing now that is an example of the direction you want to go? This is what you want to focus and expand upon. You want to be that author? You're like, yeah, Christiane, you know, I get it that I want to be that, but I want to write fiction. And if I want to write fiction, how can I be that person? I'm not the alien. Of course you're not the alien. But guess what? You can begin the research. You can read books of incredible fiction writers. And then you can write every single day. And every single day that you write leads to what? Possibly your next book or your first book. But you're just not going to turn around and in one day have a book. It doesn't work that way. You got to find your voice. If you're writing fiction, you got to figure out those characters. And maybe some of them you already have in your head. Have you began to organize your ideas? How can your life show it now? And then finally, number three, you got to create your now. Live your life to the fullest. Don't wait to have all your ducks in a row. This is your life. You get to decide. So many people are letting everybody else decide. Why have that taken away from you? You're giving the power to other people. Now, I get it. You may have days that, you know, it's just kind of crazy. I was catching up with a good friend of mine, went to the town square fair and had a blast this weekend. And I went down to see my grandson. We had a little bit of a crisis, but all is well. And came back and so spent some Mother's Day time walking the neighborhood with my daughter. And then I ran into my good friend that I hadn't seen in a long time. And we were catching up. And she made a comment. She said, you know, Christiane, it's like you've had this gray cloud over you for the last 9 months or so. And I said, you know, it has kind of been crazy. And it hasn't been anything drastic, but it's been a lot of little things. And it hasn't been all at once. It's like a sprinkle here, sprinkle there, sprinkle here, and a sprinkle there. And I'm trying to just come up from water and catch air. And then all of a sudden, it's a sprinkle here. And I'm like, wait a minute. But now, there's a light until my laptop blew up. And then I go back and I think, really? What is this signifying? Well, you know what? I can sit here and I can fuss about it, or I can take what I know, the gifts that I have, the resources that I know how to operate from, the tools and the strategies, and I can still be here for you. I didn't let the craziness get me down. I didn't let it stop me. I did what I could in the season that I was in. Would I have loved to have done things a little bit differently or faster? Maybe some things slower? Maybe even made things not happen? We don't have that much control in our lives, but we do have control of how we respond to it. Create your now. Live before you label. So I have a challenge for you. What is the one thing you want to live out loud so you can label it, so you can claim it, so you can own it? You know, God has blessed you. I love Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He has plans for you, but sometimes we get in the way. We think we know what God has in store for us, so we begin to kind of follow our own track instead of really asking God and saying, you know what? Point me in the right direction here, Lord. Open the door, but wait. But only open the door when I want you to open that door. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. We want to sit on the sidelines and have everything brought to us instead of being willing to get in the trenches and then see the opportunities appear. You can't sit back and expect everything just to happen. You got to get willing to play the game of life. So what is the one thing you want to live out loud with? So then you can claim it, own it, label it if you want. What is it for you? Because I believe that we are letting a lot of what we're supposed to be doing as individuals, and then as a couple, and then as families, and then as a community, it just overflows if you think about it. If you do this one thing, it's going to impact 10, 20, 30 people. Those 10, 20, 30 people are going to go take what you have done for them and they're going to carry it on. It is a beautiful ripple effect. We lived on the lake for a few years when I was growing up, and I loved it because as an ice skater, this was up north, I was able to enjoy the winters and I had my own private ice skating rink. It was awesome. I would get on it and I would walk it and I would, take all the snow off of it. My dad would come and make sure that it was thick enough till I would venture out, put my skates on. Man, it was pretty awesome. My own private ice skating rink. Now, I wasn't crazy. I didn't, skate all the way across the lake. I wasn't going to do that. You never know when there might be just a little hole here and there. So my mom did not encourage me to do that, nor really was I that adventurous that I wanted to do it. But what I did want to do is take my skill that I had and get better and better and better at it. And in living on the lake, right, the winter brought me the ice, so I got to skate on it. In the summertime, I got to swim in it. But when I got up very, very, very early in the morning, it was so still, no breeze, the sun barely up, but there was light on the lake, and it just looked like glass, so smooth. And then there was something that fell from the sky, from a bird, from a tree, something, and it just dropped, and it was like this wave. And it went on and on and on and on. And then eventually it came to the shore. A ripple effect for something more. You have that. You get to take your gifts and talents and put them to use. You get to take your dreams and say, you know what? This is the direction. And yeah, guess what? Your dreams may change a little bit. It's okay. You're growing up. Dreams are allowed to change. They also can stay the same. There's no direct definition. The boundaries that you have with your dreams, they're your boundaries. And if you're not sure if God's involved in your dreams, well, ask him. But the one thing that you have to do is understand that those dreams, when you act upon them, those goals, it has a ripple effect. But you have to know what you're going for so you can live before you label. So I have a question for you. Are you living before you label? Or are you finding yourself stuck in a manner of, yeah, I'm just doing whatever because it feels good? I challenge you today, it's time for you to stand vertically. You got to be the living legacy. Build from the foundation up. You don't have to do everything today, but you can do it if you're willing to start. And maybe that beginning, that little push, that shove is live before you label. Take those dreams and begin to put it into action. You know, if people keep hearing you say, oh, I'm going to do this, but you're not doing it, you're not living it out, how is that going to help you at all or help others at all? It's not. You know, I had the idea of wanting to write a podcast and I wanted to have everything right, everything in a row, just all lined up. Have you ever really seen ducks in a row? There's always one that straggles off. They're never in the perfect straight line. So where that whole phrase came from, I honestly don't know, and I haven't looked it up, but I need to. Because we always use it as, we've got to get your ducks in a row. Really? Because ducks really aren't in a row. You got to start being flexible. You got to start willing to take action. Stop sitting on the sidelines waiting for the handouts. It's the hand up. This is your day. This is your life. Go out, create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.